May was a time to reflect on local heroes and recognize accomplishments of graduates as well as others. I'm Melissa Patrick as we step back into May. Memorial Day is a time to honor those who gave everything and served in the military, and Holmes County is not short on heroes and those who wish to remember and honor them when it comes to Memorial Day, and Memorial Day services were held across the county to do just that.
That's my uncle, Bob Bell. And I looked it up. In August of 1945, Japan offered to surrender. And so they did the following month. When it was announced that they would surrender, Mr. Bell was on a troop train going across the Rocky Mountains. The train stopped. There were women there that brought out whiskey. And it was probably Bob's happiest day on earth. He was headed to California to begin and prepare for the invasion of Japan. So, Bob, thank you for your service.
You know, I've thought a lot about that the last couple of weeks as it's led up to this. I've looked at the banners and the flags and the pictures in Millersburg of the people from our own community that have went off and served and made sacrifices. You know, I thought about those people, and I thought about the fact that they've guaranteed us these everyday freedoms that I think too often we probably take for granted. And today is a day to honor those people and remember that sacrifice.
Contrary to popular belief, funerals and memorials are mainly for the family, loved ones, and friends who are still living. Memorial Day is also preserving the memory of our loved ones who have honorably served our country. Please, while they're still among us, thank your veterans who are here today and those who you meet in the future. They did what they did for you and our country.
Kirby, loyal Legion member, he did so many things behind the scenes that I'm just now finding out about. And all the things that he has done with the flags, supporting the Legion all these years, all I can say is, Airman Kirby Miller, well done. We salute you. He has raised the flag for almost 25 years. He used to do it with a brother that is gone now. He served, and he made it through. In the last 6 or 7 months, he has gone through the battle. Randy is a man of faith. He believes in God, and he believes in country. And last week, if you hadn't known, he went to his cancer doctor, and the doctor turned to him and said, "You have a clean bill of health." He is gone. Sergeant Randy Hoseller, well done.
Today, as we remember those that paid the ultimate price, I humbly ask that you join me in making sure that those that died in training to defend our nation are also remembered for their sacrifice, and keep the impacted families, friends, and loved ones in your heart as well.
Two local Civil War heroes were also honored for their service with new headstones and a new family monument in the Old Reformed Church Cemetery in Shanesville. The American Legion Post 494 in Sugar Creek, the Sugar Creek Township Trustees, and the Shanesville Historical Society teamed up on the project to refurbish the Dr. Noah Webster Yoder family obelisk and to place a VA headstone at the gravesite of Dr. Yoder. May also saw the graduation of the class of 2023, with leaders speaking about recognizing gratitude, looking back on memories good and bad, saying goodbye to longtime teachers, reminders of self-care, and making choices.
I am definitely grateful for you and your investment into the Garraway community. You should be grateful for those that poured into your lives, your parents, family members, friends, teachers, all those people that are here today to share this moment. Let's take a moment to celebrate them with a round of applause.
I want to say isolated from my friends and only being able to socialize with others on our phones was a hard pill to swallow. It was an unexpected event that no one could have prepared for or predicted, but we got through it and grew from it. We will always remember that time in our lives and appreciate the lengths that our teachers went to in delivering us the education we needed, even in the face of adversity.
Mr. Dodd has taught in the West Holmes School District for 24 years and has been a teacher for a total of 38 years. Mr. Park has taught in the district for 24 years as well and has taught for a total of 34 years. Thank you so much to both of you for your dedication to the students and faculty of this district. We wish you both the very best in your future endeavors. Retirees, would you please stand and let us show our appreciation. matter what it may seem like sometimes, people care about you. You never forget that you mean something to someone. By simply existing, you make someone's day better. If you can't see that on your own, ask people to help you open your eyes. And finally, cherish these years of high school. I know it's cliche, I know you've heard it a million times from a bunch of adults and seniors and alumni, and you'll probably brush it off, but it's way more true than you think. I feel like it was only last month that I got picked to be one of the field commanders for marching band. And in case you all forgot, that was a year ago. Make the most of being able to see some of your closest friends nearly every day. I'm not saying you won't see them after you graduate, but time and gas are not exactly abundant commodities these days.
I've heard it said that our life is the sum of the choices we make. The daily choices we make may seem insignificant in the moment, from hitting that snooze button to not reaching for that second piece of cake, but they matter. These choices compound. One thing leads to another. Our words and actions can cause an extremely large impact on those around us. As we leave this gym today, let us celebrate the choices we have made that have brought us to this point, to graduation, the next steps, and all the exciting things that means. As someone once said, sometimes it's the smallest decisions that can change your life forever. Let's remember the power of our choices for ourselves and others, and move forward with the confidence in the next stages of our lives. God bless you all, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
West Holmes would hold 4 meetings to go over the information about the evaluations that were done and look at how they move forward and decide which buildings to keep if they wanted something new, and attendees would have the opportunity to ask questions.
So this has pretty much been a 2-year process as far as the direction we're going to go, and then we pretty much started here. We're here, we started collecting information, we're going to connect, we connected with stakeholders. Have some options, and we eventually want to get there, which would be complete and give possibly the board a recommendation. It could be anything. It could be do nothing. It could be we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But hopefully from these 4 meetings that we're having here, we get some more input and we go back to the committee.
We looked at how schools are now, the setup, the traditional setup that many of our schools have, and what would make it most conducive for the students to be most successful gaining these skills, in addition to teachers being able to most successfully teach those skills to the students.
Let's talk about our current levies. So what we currently have with the bond issue, we're going to make the last payment, it's amazing, this fall for the bond issue. That will completely pay off. That was passed in 1996. We also have 3 emergency levies. They're called emergency levies because they're fixed dollar amounts. That's an Ohio revised code term, and that means that as the property valuations grow in the district, the millage is reduced to only collect that dollar amount. So you can see that the original millage numbers are higher in yellow, and also the $1.18 million, you see the effective millage rates. That's what you're actually assess that on property taxes.
The primary election would have extremely low turnout, with only 8.9% of Holmes County's registered voters heading to the polls. The only voters that would even need to vote were those in West Holmes and those in the Triway School District, where the West Holmes levy vote would pass and the Triway levy would be defeated. Cheryl Seabright would be honored as the Silver Sneakers Instructor of the Year and would also receive a proclamation from the Holmes County Commissioners for that accomplishment. There were also 2 Holmes County residents who received Member of the Year finalist honors for Silver Sneakers in Mary Bridenthal and Betty McNutt.
I think it took me 3 days before I went, wow, I really made it to the top in the United States. Holy cow. This is all over the country. This is out of all the instructors that were nominated through Tivity Health, Silver Sneakers. I mean, it's crazy. There's hundreds of thousands of instructors, both flex instructors and gym instructors, that could have been nominated, that could have had somebody say, hey, they're a wonderful instructor, they do this, they do that, and for some reason, whatever they wrote, and I don't get to see those writings, whatever they wrote, it must have said, pick her again.
The proclamation honors Cheryl Seabright for her selection as Silver Sneakers Instructor of the Year. Whereas Cheryl Seabright has advanced health and wellness programming for senior population in Holmes County, I'll add that for many years. Whereas Cheryl Seabright is co-chair of the Standing Against Fall Coalition. Whereas Cheryl Seabright is partner of the Fall Prevention Program by providing Tai Chi for arthritic classes. where Cheryl was selected for the first health, public health champion of Holmes County by the General Health District, whereas Cheryl Seabright won the Esther Sprang Award in 2022.
They were nominated by someone, could have been themselves, could have been a fellow classmate, could have been family, could have been instructors, have nominated these individuals, wrote something about them, and they were then selected out of all the members that were submitted for nominations. They were selected to be into the top 10. And then that process goes from that selection to a voting process where they actually are soliciting, like a politician kind of, where they go out and they get people to vote for them. And the winner of that Member of the Year contest is won based on the number of votes they have.
Around the state, a ballot question aimed at increasing the percentage needed to amend Ohio's Constitution to 60% was cleared for an August vote by the Ohio Ballot Board. An infant formula was recalled over bacteria concerns. Gerber said these potentially contaminated baby formulas reach retailers despite the earlier recall. And as cleanup continued in East Palestine, residents and council called for more transparency in the cleanup process and said they're still suffering. With this look back at May, I'm Melissa Patrick.